A little while ago, I talked to a devotee from America who described to me his own initiation ceremony in Vrindavan Dham. It was actually a few hours before the initiation ceremony, where he became aware that he would change his name, and that meant also to change his old orientation in life. He was a pop star, or pop is maybe not the style, heavy metal star, and a few hours before his initiation, that uncanny thought attacked him. Am I really ready to give up my old life? Of course, his Guru Maharaj had told him he would be singing for Krishna, heavy metal. But he would not do the things he used to do when he was not initiated. This thought, am I really ready? Herzlich willkommen. Ihr seid mitten in eine Einweihungszeremonie einer traditionellen Kultur hereingestolpert. Ihr habt die richtige Entscheidung für heute getroffen. Setzt euch gemütlich hin. Ihr versteht Englisch, nehme ich mal an? Gut. Ich würde euch auch empfehlen, ein bisschen von der Tür wegzukommen, weil da ist so viel Publikumsverkehr. Doubts began to haunt him. And he became afraid of his intention to take an initiation ceremony. He reviewed all the four principles. He reviewed some of the subjects which Maharaj had so expertly touched upon. Surrender, this was one subject. And he became afraid. Fear struck him, and he ran down to the Yamuna to again review his decision. Should he maybe not appear in the ceremony? Was he really ready? But how would it look if he would take a plane and go back to America? What would his friends say? What is your new name? Oh, of the old name. Then he decided in his doubts to approach the subject matter from another angle. What is it that all of a sudden made me so doubtful and so nervous? Yesterday it was the most wonderful idea for me to take initiation. Today I'm afraid of it. What happened from yesterday to today? The way he narrated his own experience to me was a very moving way. He said, all of a sudden, as I was sitting in Krishna's own dham abode, a few hours before my initiation, feeling so absolutely doubtful, all of a sudden I noticed the thing which had made me so doubtful, that was my false ego, which was totally afraid of the concept to surrender its scepter. In medieval Europe, kings had a scepter, the different ways it looked. One was a golden apple with a cross on it. As far as I know, this was a Reichsapfel, that was something else. Scepter was a golden instrument which would entitle the one who carries it to absolute control. Now, he noticed that for all this life, the scepter in his life was carried by the false ego. His own false ego. And it was afraid now to surrender, to even do something as name changing and have a das on the end of all things and so on. And so I spoke to this devotee and asked him, "Now, so how did you decide?" "Well, of course I decided for initiation." Then I asked him, "Prabhu, please tell me, we are amongst friends, be honest, do you still, does the Das still hold the scepter, or has the false ego taken it back from the Das?" He had never expected such a question. He said, "Maharaj, you're always like this. You're my biggest friend, but my worstest enemy at the same time. Give me a week to think about this." With this little story, as amusing as it might sound, we have entered the discussion of this morning, the active dynamics of initiation into spiritual life. Welcome to this lecture. It will tell you a few things which I thought were original, but now I have learned that Kadamba Kanana Maharaj made these points already much better than I can ever hope to make them. So on this day, I'm drinking from the cup of Trinada Pisunichena, a forced drink, but it's very pleasant. What will make our initiation work? What will make our initiation into a step into the kingdom of God? And what will prevent our initiation to give us entrance into the spiritual dimension of Krishna consciousness? I would like to quote to you a few very, very thought-provoking ideas from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's lecture. He said the ceremony of diksha or initiation is that by which the spiritual preceptor, spiritual master, admits one to the status of a neophyte on the path of spiritual endeavors. "My dear first initiates, my dear second initiates, you are new, you are beginners, congratulations." Then he said, "You know, you should not think now I'm superior to others. Now I'm a Brahmin. Look at my Brahminan. Look how of my new mudra, which no one can do." No, you are admitted. That means a permission has been given to you. Now you can start your spiritual life in earnestness. It's a permission, an admittance. And then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati continues. The ceremony, you will now enter the ceremony soon. Tense, that means it has the inclination to confer, that means to give, spiritual enlightenment by abrogating, that means by finishing sinfulness. Once again, it's a difficult sentence. This ceremony tends to give you spiritual enlightenment by kicking out sinfulness. That was a modern language. Now it continues. Listen very carefully. Now we will come to the one of the main points of our Maharaj. Its actual effect, that is only the tendency, it can do this, it's a possibility, it can give you spiritual enlightenment. But whether or not this happens is dependent on something. Its actual effect depends on the degree of willing cooperation on the part of the disciple, and is therefore not the same in all cases. My dear devotees, are you willing? In fact, are you enthusiastic to cooperate with this tremendous mercy which you have been gotten to stop your material entanglement? It is your degree of willingness to cooperate with this mercy which will decide your spiritual advancement. You will find many brahmanas who do not chant their Gayatri mantras on time because they are not willing to cooperate. You will find many who chant Harinam who are committing the offenses and think there's nothing wrong about it because 50% of ISKCON does it. There are many, many persons who in the guise of many excuses are not giving their cooperation to the strengths which will come. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati continues by saying, it does not preclude, preclude means it does not ausschließen. Oh, what does this mean? Ausschließen, exclude, thank you. It does not exclude this ceremony, the possibility of reversion, that means going back by the novice to the non-spiritual state if he slackens in his effort or misbehaves. In other words, it's possible to take an initiation, but if you do stop your willing cooperation, you can come to the same state or even worse before you took the initiation. This is what is said here. Why even worse? There are statements in Shastra which say if a person knows something, but then he doesn't act according to it, he gets a more severe reaction than a person who doesn't know but who does some foolish thing, who does not know that it is not to be done. And I would like to, it's a long thing which I have here, but I will not read too long because time is also there. It says, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati talks again, and it's almost like a quotation from Bhaktisandarbha, his lecture. Initiation puts a person on the true track. Track means like a train, huh? It goes on a track. Puts you on a track and also imparts an initial impulse to go ahead. Yes, with the ceremony, you will feel after you have taken it, something is in your back. Woo! Some impulse is here. It will push you on. It's an initial impulse so that you can move ahead. It cannot, however, keep one going for good, that means forever, unless one chooses to put forth his own voluntary effort. I had given a Brahmin initiation to a devotee, and the next thing I heard from him is he did not chant his Gayatri mantras on time. That was the very first information I received after the initiation ceremony. And for me, a whole world broke into 50,000 pieces. I thought, he is a person who has gotten such an impulse, such an opportunity, but who has not offered his voluntary effort. How will it go? How will he go back to Godhead? What is he doing with his life? And I was crying for a few hours. I was thinking, this person, what did he think when he took this initiation? It is such a chance and such an abuse of a chance. How does these two things go together? It was very distressing. But the devotee is a very good devotee. I told him, Prabhuji, I cannot now speak to you because if you would feel the amount or the weight of my disappointment, you would crack into pieces. It's so intense, this feeling. But please chant your mantras on time. You have promised this to me. And so on. Good. So, let us make the point. We will put it here, the point, for remembrance, because there will be a few other points. Initiation puts you on the track, but it will only work if you voluntarily choose to give your willing cooperation. That's the first point. We will put it here. We will look at it again at the end of the lecture. The second point is a little bit connected. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a lecture, description of Haridas Thakur. And it says at the end of this description that anyone who hears this description will develop faith. Do you think faith is an important point in your spiritual life? This is an unfair question again. Who will now say no, Maharaj? Faith is the ground on which we work back home, back to Godhead. If we lose that ground, we fall in the material world again. So Haridas Thakur's example about chanting the holy name, I will now go into the Harinam department, is so faith-giving, so absolutely wonderful. It is very good. The first thing is, Maya Devi personally came, to him and tested him. Like yesterday, our Goloka Dami sang this beautiful song, Maya, Maya, why are you so strong? Maya personally came to him. You should have heard that song, which would have reminded you of your musical past, Maharaj. And it was really, yes, Maya Devi came personally to Haridas Thakur to test his determination on chanting. She came and she made an offering for sense enjoyment in the midst of the dark night. No one was there except for a few, dharm insects who made their concerts. And she came with movements which would have even bewildered the mind of Lord Brahma. And she really wanted to overwhelm Haridas Thakur, but he was stronger in his determination to chant, so that Maya Devi at the end of 3 days started to say, I was a Ram Bhaktin. I chanted always Ram's name, but now I feel I should chant Krishna's name, having seen you and your devotion for your Lord. I have also seen that Krishna is the origin, so kindly initiate me. Maya Devi is also a disciple of a very qualified spiritual master in the holy name, Haridas Thakur. That means she is able to move everywhere in spiritual circles. She is a good shishya. yes, Haridas Thakur at another time, when he was again severely tested, declared, Kanda kanda deha mora, jaya jadi prana, tatapi havadana na. Chariharinama. He declared, though my body may be torn to bits and my life may leave it, even then I will never give up chanting the holy names. This is determination, Prabhujis. This is determination, devotees. This is determination, O skeptics. This is very good. This determination is important. Jiva Goswami says, when you practice spiritual life, Shraddha and deep convictions are absolutely required. And Rupa Goswami has made this point. Utsa, Nishchaya, Daryat, three qualities. For those of you who listen to these lectures on tape, please go to Nectar of Instruction to find the translation of this verse. So these are qualities which we should apply to our practice, because only then, if we give this willing cooperation of determination, will and conviction, willingly giving your best, trying against tests and so on, then you will make use of the impetus which you get by the mercy of Lord Krishna. I would like to now, I'm just flying through my lecture. This was the second point. The first point was willing cooperation is required. The second point was how this willing cooperation should be given. That is determination to the practice. Shraddha, walk on the ground of Shraddha so that you can retain your determination. The third point is something on the glories of the holy name. In our tradition, we feel that everything is in the holy name. We also feel that in the Gayatri mantras, especially the Gopal Gayatri mantras, it is powerful because the names of Hari are given in there. There is lots of information about this point in various books. You might like to read them if you want to know more. Why is so much importance given on the chanting of the holy name? Well, it is because the holy name is able to do something which you will never ever be able to do on your own, by your own effort, even if it is a determined effort. As you have heard many times by many qualified lecturers, your spiritual advancement is dependent on two factors. We mentioned effort. What is the second factor? Milost, mercy. What do you think will play a greater role in your spiritual advancement, your own endeavor or the mercy? Mercy. Do you do this because you want to be lazy, or do you? Why do you feel like this? I think you feel like this because our efforts are always the efforts of conditioned souls. But the mercy of Krishna is a mercy which comes from an unlimitedly stronger personality. It's the Lord Himself. So the holy name, my dear devotees, the holy name is made out of something entirely different than the sound with which the throat can vibrate. The holy name is really made out of Krishna. He is Krishna. He's not made out of Krishna. He is Krishna. And if you please the holy name a little bit by your determined effort to give the best on your concentration, the holy name will very, very happily reveal His mercy to you. Gradually His form and so on. You remember when we had the birthday cake and we went deeper and deeper and deeper into the marzipan heart? There were deeper and deeper realizations. Maharaj, you should have seen that marzipan cake. but it was the best of all which the German cuisine could imagine. And it was also a philosophical cake. That is, as we went deeper, we went to deeper levels of realization. There was in the marzipan heart was another heart. It said Krishna's Rupa. When you went deeper in the heart, there was another layer, a beautiful, the Krishna's qualities, and they were listed. Then you went even still deeper. And then you saw Krishna's leelas. It was visible to one and all, at least for those who stayed long enough to look at it. Most of us went, of course, for the You know, we were hungry, so we went and ate and did not wait till the last realizations, because we are what we are, and so on. So this, yes, the holy name can give you everything. And there is a very nice shloka I would like to chant. Ishat vikshat puna dekaya nija rupa gunam. Ishat vikashi puna dekaya nija rupa guna. Chita hari loya krishna pasha. Puna vikashita na. Puna vikashita means a fully blossomed flower. Vraje mora jaya lana. Dekaya nija svarupa vilasa. When the name Hare Krishna, when the name is even slightly revealed, it shows me my own spiritual form. Oh, my siddhadeya, my constitutional position, as Prabhupada would say, and characteristics. Oh, the holy name steals my mind. You know, only when it's blossomed. Huh? And takes it to Krishna's side. When the name is fully revealed, it takes me directly to Braj, where it shows me my personal role in the eternal pastimes. By the grace of the holy name, we too will come to the state where we will actually become Krishna consciousness. By the mercy of the name, the Naam Kripa, everything is possible. Oh, my dear devotees. Oh, my dear guests. Oh, my dear skeptics. When will we call out in the voice of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Oh, Gurudev, what mantra have you given me? What powers does it possess? As I chant this mantra, I feel that it is turning me into a mad person. Mad with pleasure. Do you want to be mad with sadness, or do you want to be mad with joy? If you want to be the joyous person, then go to the Mahamantra and beg him for his mercy. If you want to be mad with sadness, turn away from the Mahamantra. Become really sad. So, this was my next point. The mercy, effort is important, we learned, but the mercy is even more important, and that, or in the sense that the mercy will play a stronger effect in our deliverance. We cannot therefore say the mercy is more important, because Krishna wants to see by your effort that you are not uninterested in his mercy. So, I have many more points, but time is also there. Would you like to know what is real initiation at the last end? At the time of initiation, says Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the devotee gives up prakriti anubhutiya, that is the materialistic concept of life, the concept that I am the enjoyer and the controller. The time of initiation, you may drop this concept and take up a more natural concept than trying to be the enjoyer and the controller. A more natural concept, where you are more natural, more free, is to give pleasure to Krishna. Attaining a divya gyan, that means spiritual knowledge, he is awarded the position of serving Krishna in an aprakrita deha. This is from a commentary of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati to the verse Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Lila 4:192-193. Because there is a shortage of time, I will only leave it with these sentences, which those who want to think deeply about this will understand very nicely, and which will give them a deep spiritual motivation in their spiritual lives. Real initiation means to drop your materialistic concept and to accept, really, by spiritual knowledge, your original position as Krishna's eternal servant, of Shri Radha Krishna's eternal servant. Now, this is a wonderful opportunity. I'm very, very happy to feel the assuring presence of our Kadambakananda Maharaj next to us, and I'm very, very happy to give also this initiation, because I feel everyone who is sitting on this fire is highly qualified. They have shown it. Uli is the dear beloved devotee of Goloka Dham, who has charmed our hearts yesterday by his vigorous acting in the theater play. He's fully qualified. Then there are the other devotees, Michael and Goran and Alan. We have a devotee whose past name is Gott. Alan Gott. He's really Gott. G-O-T-T. G-O-T-T. In English and in German language, God is Gott. Huh? And if he would be in English, his name was God. Hare Krishna. So we will change that name. I'm joking. You please keep, this is the best name. You please keep it. We will put it a Das. We will put in a Das 7. And also our Brahmin initiate. Some devotees have come from New York. It was an experience in their life to be with us. Yesterday I talked to the husband of Sashi Devi and said, is it maybe sometimes a little bit too wild? And said, no, Maharaj. And then he looked at me in his gentlemanly way, smiling a little. It's quite an experience, though. We have a very qualified Brahmin initiate. Our hearts are full of joy to see you. And whenever I give this lecture, you know, I gave this lecture not for you today now, because today you are very good. This lecture was given to you in your times of testing, which will also come. Then you should listen to it again, and you might get some strength from it. Hare Krishna. This was a post-dated lecture. Hare Krishna. Today your hearts are very pure. Your intentions are very, very good. You are effulgent with Krishna Bhakti. There is no doubt. This was meant as a help for later. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki, Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Now we shall proceed.